After leaving Mr. Bernstein's office, I headed to the Human Resources Office, HR, for the telecommunications sector within the Department of Prominence. Following my confrontation with my overbearing boss, I was scheduled to meet with our HR specialist to discuss my new job reassignment. I guess this was my consequence for defying authority. If this is what I get for standing up for myself, then so be it. I had reached my limit with Tyrant Shelley and her unprofessional antics in a federal government workplace. What I didn't realize at the time was that I wouldn't be reassigned to work in the telecommunications center at all. The HR specialist, dressed impeccably and sporting a friendly demeanor, seemed like a reasonable person at first. However, much to my dismay, she turned out to be an ally of my oppressive boss. Her disapproval of my decision to confront the tyrant Shelley only fueled my anger. Although I was tempted to challenge the HR specialist for her lack of neutrality, I opted to stay quiet. It was evident to me and upper management as well that the real unprofessionalism stemmed from Shelley, not from my moment of defiance. The fact that the deputy branch chief of the telecommunications center had finally taken a firm stand against Tyrant Shelley's cruel behavior, putting an end to her torment of me and my colleagues, was enough to satisfy me. After reprimanding me for my insubordination towards the tyrant, she delivered the final blow by revealing where I would be reassigned. The human resources officer informed me that while I retain my salary as a telecommunications specialist, I would be moved to the role of a mail clerk in the basement mailroom of the Department of Prominence. My mind screamed, "This is a complete disaster." I felt humiliated, yet strangely relieved. The basement was quiet, tucked away from Shelley's wrath. Little did I know, destiny was already at work down there. During my time in the mailroom, an unforeseen occurrence took place that would elevate my career to a level I never imagined possible. Who could have seen that coming? You've been listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. New stories arrive daily, except Sundays, my rest day. Until then, stay inspired.